CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at real-world learning management system LMS implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Claudia Innes of Fairchild Semiconductor Incorporated about their use of the CyberWorks hosted LMS to provide marketing and performance support to their sales staff, sales engineers, partners, and distributors in the power supply segment.
And now let's talk with Claudia Innes of Fairchild Semiconductor Incorporated. Good afternoon, Claudia. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Hi, Mary Kay. You're welcome, and thanks for asking me.
Sure. Claudia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm the Director of Marketing here at Fairchild Semiconductor. My organization is responsible for public relations, for advertising, for communication to our sales force, and for other marketing programs, which includes the introduction of all of our new products to the market and to all of our sales channel.
Wow, that's a big job. Just for our audience, so they know, I'm familiar with the semiconductor market, but they may not be. Can you tell us a little bit about Fairchild Semiconductor Incorporated?
Sure. Fairchild is a global company. We manufacture semiconductors, and semiconductors are used in all electronic equipment. We specifically focus on power products, and the benefit of those is that they enable energy efficiency in all the electronic products, you know, that we all use, everything from cell phones to computers to televisions, even to our automobiles and to manufacturing equipment around the world. As I said, Fairchild's global. We have more than 9,000 employees around the world, and we're located on over four continents.
Well, that sounds great. Claudia, can you describe the business factors that drove your company to investigate web-based learning management systems as a potential e-learning solution for your organization? I mean, what was the impetus that really drove you to that route?
Now, well, as I mentioned before, we are a global company, and we have salespeople across four different continents. We introduce more than 200 new products into the market every year, so we really had a challenge in trying to make sure that our salespeople were aware of new products as we introduced them, as well as had easy access to information about our new products as well as our existing products, and were able to educate themselves as they needed. So we really needed a one-stop shop where they could learn about new products, they could get information about new products, about our systems, our tools, all of those things. And a learning management solution was the perfect solution to that.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Why did your company select the CyberWorks hosted LMS to create your marketing information portal? At least that's what I'm calling it.
Yeah, sure. There are several reasons behind that. We did a lot of investigation of what was out there and who provided that sort of thing, and we put together a requirements document of what we really needed. And CyberWorks met all of those needs. Most importantly, we wanted to have minimal involvement from our IT organization, and we didn't need any involvement from IT in order to get CyberWorks learning management system up and running. We also wanted to be able to do it quickly. We wanted to have something there available for our sales force in less than 60 days, and it really took less than 30 days to get it in place, so that was fantastic. A couple other things, I've mentioned a couple times that we're global, so we really needed something that was accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, since, you know, somewhere in the world it is a work day.
Absolutely.
So again, a CyberWorks system allowed us to do that, and we have channel partners that don't necessarily have access inside of Fairchild's firewall. So we wanted a secure system, but one that was accessible outside of our firewall. And again, CyberWorks allowed us to do that because it is password protected. It definitely is secure, but through any browser, you know, somebody can access it. So those were some of our basic requirements that everyone was met. Then the other is, for those that know the semiconductor industry, it has a lot of ups and downs, much sharper than the normal economy. And so there's always downturns and there's always upturns. And during those times, there's budget cuts. We did not want to be put into the situation that we had something in place and then due to budget cuts, it had to go away. And that was another piece of flexibility that CyberWorks offered us, the flexibility that we could create training and courses on our own, which required resources, not dollars. And so this way, we didn't have the fear that we would put a lot of effort into something that would have to go away. So it was a cost-effective solution. It was a flexible solution. So that's another reason. And then the third, again, back to the global portion of our business, not only are we located in all these places around the world, but we deal with a lot of different languages, not just English, but Korean, Japanese, traditional and simplified Chinese, as well as, you know, French, Spanish, et cetera.
Sure.
And the CyberWorks system allowed us to make our information available in any language that we wanted. It allowed us to have text, to have voice, to have video, to have animation. So it really offered us everything that we needed. And then finally, the ability to measure who's using the system, how are they doing. We can test people. We could do certification if we wanted to. So that's the reason why. Long answer. Sorry about that.
No, no, that's great. It's great information. It makes a lot of sense. Could you get a little bit more specific? What types of information do you actually host on your marketing information portal? And how is the information used by your partners and distributors and sales engineers? Just if you could kind of give me like a, you know, like a cursory example or something, that'd be fun.
Yeah, sure. We have several different things. We have online courses, so that's training on at a technical level and in-depth, as well as just kind of a short update, the type of thing you wouldn't necessarily test someone on, but it's a way to get information out there. What we also have is access to various collateral brochures and things like that. We have access to presentations that can be used for customers or can be used with our distribution channel, which, you know, those are in a PowerPoint format. And we also have other competitive cross-references, access to tools. So we really have a wide variety of tools, presentation material, training material. And like I said, it's used by our sales force, which consists of direct salespeople. It consists of sales representatives, which are people that don't work directly for Fairchild but represent our products. It's also accessible by our distributors. And these are people that carry ourselves as well as our competitors, so, you know, a typical distributor channel. And also then by our product lines.
Sure. Claudia, I understand that your information portal has some fine-grained access controls with regards to different groups that are able to view various types of information and parts of the site. Can you speak to the business case that precipitated this need and how the CyberWorks-hosted LMS was able to accommodate your infrastructure requirements?
Yeah, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we make information available to our sales force as well as our sales representatives and our distributors. And in the case of our sales representatives and our distributors, you know, they're not part of Fairchild as a company, but they represent us in one form or another. So we needed the ability to make information available to them, but not everything that we would want our sales force to see would we want our distributors to see. So we needed some way to control that. And the CyberWorks-hosted LMS system was allowed us to have user classes. And that way, based on the user class, we could control whether they saw a certain type of information or not. So it's very easy for us to have one place where we sent everybody, but to control who sees what on that site.
Okay. What were some of the instructional design and planning process you went through to develop these online training courses?
Well, we have two different types, And so the process is slightly different for each of them. The ones that are really in-depth and a little more timeless in that, you know, it's training about a topic, or it might be on a category of products, but it's not something that is real dynamic and changes on a day-to-day or a week-to-week or even a month-to-month basis. So for those more in-depth type of courses, the process that we use is identifying the objective of the course itself, putting together an outline, gathering the content. And in this case, we usually work with people at CyberWorks to help build the courses. These are the ones that we want to make sure that they're really interactive to the user and they hold their attention. They have test questions throughout. And CyberWorks has really helped us implement video, audio, animation, and other things to make them really interesting. So that's the process we use for those. We also create courses that are more, much more dynamic, and so they're intended just to let our sales force know, hey, here's what's new, here's where you get more information. And that's something we do every month, and we call them a pulse, because it's keeping a pulse on what's going on. So this one has a very general approach, and it's basically using PowerPoint slides and recording voice to the PowerPoint slides. And then we put it into the learning management system as a course, because then it allows us to measure who is actually taking this and how much time are they spending on it. That allows us to understand, are they useful, what things can we do to improve, and that sort of thing. So there's two different approaches.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Do you have any future plans for rolling out some of the other functionality available in the CyberWorks Learning Management System, like the class administration, class logistics, calendar, or the competency management modules?
Yes, actually, we do. And we haven't used some of these things as we haven't used some at all, and we haven't used some as thoroughly as we would have liked to. What we really want to do is help manage a little better the method of being able to inform the sales force of what information is available and how to manage enrollment for different classes. You know, we do a combination of online training as well as face-to-face training. And the CyberWorks Learning Management System is wonderful in that it can help with both of those things. We've talked a lot about the online portion of it, but for the classroom portion of it, we really need a way to let the sales force know, hey, this training is available, allow them to enroll in it. It helps us understand, is there enough demand that we should have more sessions, making sure we know, are there enough people to even hold the session? It also allows us, or will allow us, to basically give each salesperson their own customized schedule when we have multi-day sort of training, which we do, and we allow people to sign up for the sessions that are of most interest to them. So this system really takes a lot of the legwork away from us and automates it, which is fantastic. So a lot of the administration that we've needed to do, this system would do for us.
Okay.
And then there's one other thing which has to do with the competency management. I mentioned the testing before, and that's a way for us to see, well, where is our sales force currently? But the other is to allow us to have a certification program in place. And again, that would be different for our distributors than it would be for our salespeople. So the competency management module would really help us with that, and it's something we look forward to using.
Okay, that sounds great. Can you tell us about your customer experience with CyberWorks?
Sure. It's really been excellent. And, you know, from the very start, our requirements were a little bit different than what I think others have looked for in a learning management system. And I need to mention that we started using this in 2001. So at that time, learning management systems certainly existed, but they were not as sophisticated as they are today. And what we wanted to do was more than what was out there. And CyberWorks sat down with us and talked to us about what it was we needed and showed us how they were able to use what they had to address that. And all along the way, no matter what it is that we've wanted to do or questions that we had, there was somebody that was right there available and eager to help us figure out how to do it or to help solve the problems or, as I mentioned before, to help us create some of our courses so that we could quickly get them out there and available for our customers. So it's been a wonderful experience.
Well, that sounds terrific. Is there anything more you'd like to share in terms of working with CyberWorks to deliver your marketing performance support to your customers, vendors, and partners?
Well, I guess just to wrap it up, that we've really found that this is an easy-to-use system, and it's easy to use by the content providers, and it's easy to use for the users themselves, again, our salespeople and our distributors and our regional marketing people. And one tip I would share with people is it's okay to start small and grow. I mentioned we started in 2001, and we did start small, and our hold usage has increased significantly since that time. And the best thing is that in these 7 years since we started using this system, it still suits our needs because you've grown with us, and actually you've grown faster than we have in terms of capability. So it might seem daunting, but it's not. It's really easy to use, easy to get started. As I said, we were up and running in less than 30 days. So I would encourage everybody to look at this sort of a solution.
Well, Claudia, that sounds terrific. This has been great information. I know you're really busy, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to our interview with Claudia Innes of Fairchild Semiconductor Incorporated on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.